It's Friday, November 22nd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Association of Certified Fraud Examiners has launched a Namibian chapter to enhance efforts against fraud and corruption. The chapter will train and certify professionals to combat these crimes. The latest event hosted focused on trends and challenges in fraud prevention. Senior counsel at the organization, Eugenia Pintikova.
Many intergovernmental or development agencies employ institutional sanctions, which are typically some form of debarment or suspension, or speaking non-technically, blacklisting. So once a company is identified as a fraud risk in the development space, the development institution can choose to exclude that company from future projects that it finances, from all future projects. I would add that what I've seen in the international development community is that in addition to using debarment as a risk mitigation tool, these sanctions have become more sophisticated in employing conditions for release.
NAMRA has issued a warning about the circulation of counterfeit tax good standing certificates in use in various processes, including public procurement. NAMRA has identified 42 cases of fraudulent certificates, with 13 of these escalating into criminal investigations. As of March last year, 9 arrests have been made related to the issue. The agency urges the public and taxpayers to be vigilant in verifying the authenticity of these documents. Commissioner Sam Shivute.
People, when they tender or they submit bids and they are required to submit good standing certificate, some people submit fake or counterfeited good standing certificate. But we do have a system that can determine the authenticity of those good standing certificates. And that's why we are calling upon institutions that require tenderers to submit a good standing certificate, sometimes just to verify the authenticity with us, because they end up giving to people who does not deserve it.
To South Africa now, where Rise Mzansi has warned against the misuse of public funds following the declaration of foodborne illnesses as a national disaster. These illnesses have already claimed 22 lives, with a total of 890 cases reported. Rise Mzansi's spokesperson Mapina Seabe has urged Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Velen Kosini Hlabisa to set up systems that prevent politicians and officials from looting public funds during the disaster.
Rise Mzansi once again reiterates its call for an aggressive food safety campaign, which must include the establishment of a hotline that people can call a message when they suspect or know of the sale of expired or counterfeit goods. Moreover, the South African Police Service must open inquest dockets on all the deaths that are suspected to emanate from food poisoning and poisoned food.
Continentally, heavy gunfire broke out in South Sudan's capital, Juba, yesterday evening after security forces attempted to arrest the former head of the National Security Service. According to Reuters, the shooting, which began around 7 p.m. local time, lasted for about an hour before subsiding. A UN safety alert instructed staff to shelter in place as the situation unfolded. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister, the country's former defense minister, as well as several Hamas officials. They're accused of crimes against humanity over the October 7th attack on Israel and the consequent war in Gaza. Our European correspondent William Denslow brings us this report.
Israel's long railed against the court, and its president, Isaac Herzog, calls the ruling a dark day for justice and turns universal justice into a universal laughingstock. The ICC's decision makes Netanyahu an internationally wanted suspect, but both Israel and its main ally, the US, are not among the more than 120 nations that are party to the Rome Statute. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.